Morning, everybody. Thank you very much. Bucha ta Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyah Bidvaro. Okay, our parsha, parshat mishpatim. Ve'ele ha'mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Those are the laws you put in front of them. What's the meaning, put in front of them? Obviously, well, where we're going to put them. So here there are a lot of interesting things to learn. The first thing is that our laws are not the same laws as the laws of the goyim. What does it mean? If you look in our parsha, most of the laws that are written in our parsha are logical things that are a normal behavior in any normal society. How to behave if you do a damage to somebody, talking about hurting somebody. And if we will, let's say, choose what mitzvahs to start the laws of the Torah after receiving the Ten Commandments, we maybe will choose the mitzvahs that are unique to Am Yisrael. But we don't see them here. We see like normal laws of every society. And the question is, why?
Because we don't have to, they don't have to obey the same rules as we do.
But that's what I'm saying. So we have to understand, what is the difference between, if I stole 200 shekels from somebody, and I go to a court, and I'm guilty, I have to pay the 200 shekel back. Is it going to be a difference if I'm going to a normal court or to a beis din? Is there? No, there is no difference. So the question is, can I go to a normal court? You're not allowed to. So the Torah said, "Ela mishpatim asim lifnehem." Those are the laws for Am Yisrael and not for the goyim. But they look alike. They're not alike. Now there are a few reasons why we're not allowed to go to a normal courthouse. Because, first of all, if we go and have some issue with somebody and we go to a normal court, it means that we elevate the court above the Torah. Because we have a law book, which is the Torah. And if this Beis Mishpat, this Beit Din, court is not going according to the laws of the Torah, you're not allowed to go there. Then there is another logical reason. Our laws, even though sometimes they look the same, they are not the same. And if we check it, we see it, and it's unbelievable. Now, it starts from the attitude. For example, you all know, you know what YOLO is?
What?
You know what YOLO is? YOLO. There is this chocolate thing that you buy in a supermarket. Don't know?
No.
You know Milky?
Yeah.
Yes. So this is also YOLO.
I love it.
Okay? YOLO. It's supposed to be pure chocolate, I don't know what. Next time I'll bring samples.
That's children.
The interesting is, you know what is the Rashi, how do you say Rashi Tevot in English?
What is what?
Rashi Tevot. Okay, YOLO is YOLO is you only live once. So I ask you, really? For this I live, for YOLO, for this chocolate thing. And you know how they started their advertisement? I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. You saw big signs. Ze kol kach ta'im sheze kmo chet. Something like this. It's so tasty that it tastes like a sin. It's so tasty that it tastes like a sin.
A sin.
A sin. Sin, yeah. You don't connect a thing like this with eating a chocolate thing. And you know, this is unbelievable, because if you think about it, what is this advertisement telling us? To sin is good.
Yeah.
To do mitzvahs, not exactly, it's not tasty. This is the attitude of the goyim to this world. I am this world in order to enjoy myself. And myself means my desires and my, let's say, all my wheels that are connected with the flesh and blood. But our attitude, by the way, is not to enjoy the world. We have to enjoy the world. One of the questions you are being asked when you come to heaven, they're going to ask you, did you enjoy this world? In other words, You, God gave it to you, you have to enjoy it. But you have to put things in the right proportion. What is the aim? What is the goal? Is the goal enjoying the good taste of YOLO? Or is the goal to eat it in order to have force to worship God, to do good things to the world? And it's a different thing. Now, if my goal is to do good, whatever I do for this is good. In other words, a vacation is good, eating is good, a car is good, clothing, everything is good. And as long as you know why you're doing it. In other words, the means are not the goal. When you turn it over, you are in the wrong way. That's why the Torah is telling to Moshe Rabbeinu, those are the mitzvahs you put in front of them. Our laws are not the same. Now, also in front of them means another interesting thing. When God is telling Moses the laws, what level do you think he spoke with him? This was a very high level. Now, he tells Moshe, now you're going down. You don't talk with them the way I talked with you, because they won't understand what you want. You have to talk with them at the same level that they understand. Says Rashi, Keshulchan aruch v'muchan la'achila. How do you tell it to them? You don't go and tell them once and twice and three times, okay, I did my... No. You prepare it to them and you give it to them like a prepared meal that is on the plate, and the only thing you have to do is to put your fork in and eat it. You don't bring in vegetables from the market. You don't bring in meat to cook. You bring it all ready and cooked. That's the way you should give the message to Am Yisrael about the laws. Now, of course, the laws in our parasha are not all the laws of the Torah. So there is another question. Why is the Torah choosing those mitzvahs and not others? And one of the things, Or HaChaim HaGadol says a very interesting thing. You see, you have to learn the whole Torah. Yes, but not everybody's got the abilities, not everybody got the brain, not everybody got the time, but there are certain things that everyone has to learn. And those things are in our parsha. Why? Because if you have any difficulties in other things, you go to the rabbi and ask him. That's why you have a rabbi. But you cannot go to the rabbi for every stupid thing. So in other words, there are certain basic things that you need to learn that each one of us has to know. And those are the things that are in our parsha. So we see that this... What?
That's why we come here.
Yes, exactly. So in other words, we see that this simple sentence that... The simple sentence tells us so much. And then we start with the Hebrew slave. Do we have a Hebrew slave today?
Yes, lots of them.
We're all slaves, by the way. If you think otherwise, you're mistaken. Look in the mirror, you see a slave. What is a slave? Somebody who has to do something for somebody or for something. And we all have our duties. We all slaves of, some are slaves of the money, some are slaves of fashion, some are slaves of their home, everybody's got his own thing, and sometimes he has a lot of things. That is a slave. For example, if you want to buy a house today and you haven't got the money, and houses are very expensive, so you go take a loan in the bank. So you are the slave of the bank. In other words, the word slave is there. Now, there is a Mishnah that tells us you shouldn't be like a slave that works for his master for the reward, but you should be like a slave that works for his master for no reward. What's the meaning? The meaning is, we are the slaves of God. But the real truth is, to be a slave of God is the best thing you can do and you can have. Why? Imagine to yourself that this philanthropist comes to you and he tells you, listen, I am giving you a home, I am giving you a car, you and your wife, your children. Everyone can choose whatever car you want. I give you a house full of all the facilities you need, the best kitchen. I'm providing you the best food. I'm giving you the best books. The only thing I want you is to be my slave. So in the beginning, it doesn't sound so good. Don't want to be a slave. Then, tells you, no, you have to understand. Being my slave means that whatever you do is not for me. It's for you. Now, would you be a slave of this kind? Getting everything, and whatever you do is also for you? You will jump on it. And that's what God is telling us. You are my slaves. That's Eved Ivri. That's why the Parsha Tzad, one of the reasons with Eved Ivri. This is Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is the one that understands that he is a slave of God. But a slave of God, and as we say, the Mishnah before said that you should worship God as a slave, but not for a reward. Reb Aryeh Levin Zatzal writes about it, a very interesting thing. He says, what is really the Torah crime? What is a slave? A slave is somebody who has to do what his master tells him to do. And what's the difference between a slave and between an employee, a normal employee?
Like a slave of God.
Yeah. In everything. Especially with what Shmirat Hashon is also, it's a very important thing. So now, when we see that a slave is obligated to do what his master tells him to do. And as we said, there is a slave and there is a slave. But the Mishnah says you should worship God, work God like a slave, with not expecting a reward. But the Torah itself says, Leman itav lach ve'arach tayamim. You worship God, do that because you're going to get good stuff. You have good life and long life. So 1 minute. The Torah itself tells me to worship God and to work God for the reward. It's a contradiction. Decide. Should I work for the reward or not? And it's a very interesting point. Says Rabbi Aryeh Levin, a beautiful idea. It says, you should worship God as a slave and as an employee. What does it mean? A slave knows he has to do what his master tells him to do. But the minute the master is not there, he's going to sleep, he's going to round the corners. He's not going to do what he doesn't have to do. Why? Because there is no reward. He's not going to get anything more if he does more or less. So he will choose to do less. But when his master is there, wow, he has to do whatever he needs to do. And also, he would do it to the level of, I have to do it. From the other side, an employee knows he gets a salary. If it's not going to work, there is no salary. So he wants to work in order to get the salary. So he says, what is better, this or that? A Jew has to work both ways. From one side, I have to worship God because I'm getting a reward. But like a worker that knows if he's going to work, he's going to get a reward. If he's not going to work, he's not going to get a reward. From the other side, I have to understand that I have no options. I have to work because I am a slave. So the other one is a beautiful idea. You should get to the level of worshiping God and doing the mitzvahs, not because of the reward, but like somebody who waits for a reward from one side, but on the other side is obligated to do whatever God tells him to do. In other words, the aim is to get to the level of ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha, loving God. If you get to the level of loving God, then you do whatever you do, not because you have to do, because you choose to do it. And I think we talked about it last week, about Yitro, choosing to do, to become Jewish. Like, and when you choose something, that's the best way to do. So our parsha is telling us, Ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneim. It's very interesting that we say, when Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, ask Am Yisrael if they want to receive the Torah, and what did Am Yisrael say? Na'ase v'nishma. The real truth is, in the last parsha, when they got the Ten Commandments, it's not written na'ase v'nishma. It's written also only na'ase. In our parsha, it's written na'ase v'nishma. And the question is, why? We all believe and sure that na'ase v'nishma is written when we got the Ten Commandments. But that's not right. It's not written there. It's written in our parsha when we talk about the Mishpatim. Why? And why do we, in our mind, we've got this idea of na'ase v'nishma? Because na'ase v'nishma, it says, I'll do whatever you
tell us.
So in order to do, I need to
know
what you tell me. In other words, before they got the Ten Commandments, they could say na'ase, we'll do what? They don't know what. They have to hear. In our parsha, when they're getting the mishpatim, is nase venishma. We do and listen. How do you get to this level? I saw this beautiful story about this family that came from the States to visit Eretz Israel. And they were been here for 2 weeks. A man, a husband and a wife and 3 kids. When they're going back to the States on the plane, he asked the children, each one of them, what was your best moment? What did you like the most in our visit in Eretz Israel? They were traveling around every day somewhere else. So one kid says, I liked the day when we went to your rabbi. The other kid said, I liked the day when we went to the Kotel. And the third kid say, I liked the day when we visit grandma. So he had 12 hours to think why each one of the kids liked somebody something else, and what is the common thing between it to understand what's going on here. And after thinking, he came to the unbelievable, it hit him, this conclusion. Each one of them, the one who said, I liked the day when we went to the rabbi, is because he went alone with his son to visit the rabbi. And the other son liked the day when they went to the Kotel because he was alone with his father in the Kotel. And the third liked the visit of the grandma because then he was alone with his father. In other words, the common thing between them was that they were with their father by themselves, with no interference, one by one, and they loved it. And that's why they enjoyed it more than all the other stuff. In other words, when you feel that you are with the one you love, it's a great feeling. And if you feel that you are the only son right now, it's even a greater feeling. And this is what God is telling us. Banimat, you are my children. And though you are many, each one of you is like one to me. Now, if we can connect with this idea, our love to God will increase tremendously. And then we can really worship God in the way of Na'aseh V'Nishma. Because who does Na'aseh V'Nishma? Who? Do you think the normal guy would tell you, if you want to, I want to give you a mission. So what is he going to say? What do you want? What is the mission? He's like, okay, I'm going in. What are you doing? He's going to ask, what is the mission? And if he likes it, he will say yes. And if he doesn't like it, he will say no. But here, Am Yisrael say, Na'aseh V'Nishma. We're going to do whatever it is. Tell us, but we're already telling you, it doesn't matter what you're going to tell us, we are going to do it. When do you do a thing like this? When you understand that the one who is telling you what to do is the one who's got all the power and he loves you. So you understand that whatever he's going to tell you, is it for your own good or not? Of course it's for your own good. So are you going to do it or not? Of course you're going to do it. In other words, to get to the level of Na'aseh V'Nishma, we have to get to the level of loving God. And understanding, if we want to increase this love and really feel it, do understand that each one of us is the only child of God. That's the feeling we have to get. Each one of us is the only child of God. And it's unbelievable. And the truth is that we should be all one. That's the idea. As we said, by the way, it's very interesting that not a lot see it. When we, in last parsha, says, Vayichan Sham Israel, in singular, it means, Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, like one with one heart. But the truth is that it's written also the same thing, the parsha before, you know, on whom it's written? On the Egyptian. Unbelievable. When they were chasing Am Yisrael, Rashi writes, it was also written in singular, Belev Echad Ke'ish Echad. Unbelievable. What the Egyptians are like us, and it gives us back to what we start. We are not the same. Our laws are not the same. And this is also not the same, because Am Yisrael were Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, like one with one heart. In other words, they were like one with a common thing that united them even more. But they were like one first, and then with the same idea, loving God. The Goyim, the Egyptian, they had the same aim. They wanted to get their money back, and they wanted to enslave Am Israel again. And because of this, they were Ke'ish Echad. But the minute each one of us got is his own desire, would they be together?
No.
And that is the difference between us and between the Goyim. The Goyim put the man in the middle. Or let's say I put me. I am the most important thing in the world. In other words, when it's good for me, it's like they say, Churchill used to say, there are not friendly nations. There are nations that are friends. There are nations with mutual interest. The minute the interest is not there, they can become the worst enemies in the world. Churchill used to say it. And it's so true. Because in order to make war on a joint enemy, they joining together, united, and then what happens? The minute it's finished, they can be the worst enemies. And says, that's exactly what Avraham Avinu said to Avimelech. Rak en yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh v'haraguni al dvar ishti. You have everything. You have good manners, good culture, you have even chesed, but everything is without the fear of God. It's you haven't got God in this equation. It's you. And the minute it affects you, the minute it will hurt you, what's going to happen? You will kill me because you want my wife. And because when your will goes in the middle, we are no friends anymore. We don't know each other, and all the laws in the world are not going to save you, and we all know what happens with the German nation, with the Nazis, Yimach Shemah B'Zichra. But we believe in a different way. We have the fear of God. In other words, our unity is from the idea that we love each other and we love God because we put God in the middle. And putting God in the middle means to put Klal Am Israel in the middle. Because if you love Am Israel, you love God. If you love God, you love Am Israel. So our big lesson for our parsha, I think, is to understand and realize that we are not like the Goyim. And even though sometimes it looks the same, it's not the same. When it comes to this moment, you will find out the truth. So before you go and do something, you don't go to the Goyim to judge you. You go to a Beis Din to judge you. Because we are different. We act differently, and our whole goal is different. Our goal is to get closer to God, close to each other. That's why Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. We are together. We are one with one heart. The Goyim, they are only one if they have the same desire. But if this desire is there, or they've got it already, they don't know who you are. And this is Ele HaMishpatim. Those are the laws that we have. And even if they look the same, they are not the same. We should all try and try to reach this goal, to understand and realize that you can enjoy life. You can do whatever they do. It's no problem. The world is here for us to take it and enjoy it. But for what? To get closer to each other and to worship God. Otherwise, that's not the idea. Shkoyach.